reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Michael. Yes. Shh,
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show here on the Para X Network. And this is Heidi.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome to another Tuesday.
It is a wild and crazy and mystical and magical Tuesday. Because
Things are shaking up in the gathering world, I think, tonight.
Yeah, they are. I'm sitting here on Skype waiting to get into the call, and nothing's happening. And I realize I have two Skype accounts. I had no idea. And Skype, like, did some kind of update and knocked me out, so I didn't realize that I had logged into another one. So I'm here, though, thankfully.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Heidi, is I'm usually the one that gets kicked out just before the show starts or whatever, and then I have to race to get back in, and tonight it was you, but it's so unusual for you.
Well, right.
We were all just sitting there like, where is she? I don't know. I guess I'm going to Skype her. You know, what's going on? Or, I mean, message her. And then Michael's like, well, tell her this and tell her that. And I'm like, okay, so I'm talking to you as I'm trying to text. And, you know, it was just a crazy thing. But
well, no, it was just, it didn't update. And so I had to log in, which I don't normally have to do. And apparently I have two accounts. I had no idea. So,
well, you'll have to clean that up. But, yeah, mine updated tonight, too. And
did it?
Unfortunately, I went ahead and looked, like, I don't know, it was like, shortly after 7, and shortly after, because Michael called me at 7 just to make sure his Skype was working and everything, and after that, then I looked, and of course, there was an update, so then I also like to restart the whole computer so that nothing weird happens, you know what I mean? So, anyway. And anyway, crazy. We're here.
We are.
And it's a crazy world, and we have Michael Bodine with us, who's just wild back there. He's just
causing all sorts of ruckus back there.
Sorry, I dropped something and I was looking for it.
I know, I was just looking for my pen I had too a minute ago, and I don't know where it is, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I guess I don't need it. But anyway, welcome to the show again, Michael. It's been a while.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it has been a while. How you guys been doing?
Good. How about yourself?
You know, living the dream. just, you know, life is good, kind of. Well, not really. It's frustrating. But, yeah, other than that, it's okay.
So, well, yeah, and I'm curious as to what your frustrations are, because everybody's got their own thing right now. You know, we're all going through the same storm, but we're totally at it from different perspectives and different things. So what's your frustration with this whole thing?
Sleep. I can't sleep. Oh. I can't sleep. There's just so much. Usually at night, I love night because it's so quiet and everything's nice. But there's so many different, it's because it's a world kind of event going on. It's like there's no, everybody's all freaked out in different ways. And, you know, it's like this river of weirdness kind of going on. And, and people are stuck. And so their souls are shooting all over the place, like we were just talking about. And so it's just, it seems like, it's just as active now at night as it was during the day. So it's frustrating because I just can't, I pass out. I don't go to sleep. And then I come to, I don't really wake up. I don't wake up refreshed and like, let's take on the day. It's not like that.
I hear ya. I totally hear ya.
And people are like more, they want reassurance. They don't necessarily want readings because they're worried about dough and all that kind of stuff. So it sucks money wise because people don't, they're just worried. They just want to know everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also bringing up like this whole isolation thing, like most people, I think, keep themselves busy so they don't have to like think about themselves or think about the mistakes or think about the stuff that they could have done or didn't do or whatever. And so it's kind of bringing up all sorts of issues for people about what past stuff, you know, and what they would have done or wish they would have done. Or it's just, it's interesting because, you know, getting a lot of old stuff. Mm-hmm. And then once everything starts back, then it'll wash away. But it's kind of a cool chance for people to just clean up.
It's, you know why? Because we have time to think about things now, right?
Yeah, I know.
So before, when we're running 90 miles an hour, we just don't have time. And I know I was just thinking about this the other day because I've been working from home. Obviously, everybody is these days. And I work in various rooms of the house, but most of the times it's on my kitchen table. And I find myself just staring out into the yard. I feel like my dad, you know, because he used to do that a lot. And I'm like, this is actually very relaxing, you know, because you just sit there with a cup of coffee and just watch the squirrels and the birds. And normally, who has time to do that? Nobody.
I know.
But isn't it fabulous to be able to do that?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, in a lot of ways, it's kind of a reboot, you know, people are just going back to their old stuff. And so it's kind of cool in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And it's nice to just hang. And like I said, I think of my dad every time because I always have my cup of coffee and there I am just staring out the window, just like he used to do with his cup of coffee. So yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. Kind of slowing down. Hopefully we don't get back to that frantic life that we had before all this started. You know,
I don't know. I think eventually you might, but it seems like this thing, even when people get back, I think people are going to be changed for a long time with it. You know, I don't think they'll ever feel the same.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, denial is a really good thing and I love it myself. And, you know, you can really, you can do good things with it, but I think it's going to take a little while for people to kind of deny this whole deal. Mm-hmm. And plus to see how people react. Some people react better than others. Some people really freak out and hate it and go mental. I'm one of those people, not necessarily because of it. I just go mental being stuck in some place.
Yeah. Because we're all stuck at home and there's really nowhere to, well, you can go for walks. And I tell you what, I've been walking so much and my dog, you know, she's got these little short legs. So we've been walking a couple, 3 miles a day and the poor dog is just exhausted, you know, and she's like, just, oh, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, so we walk a lot, but there's really nothing else to do, right? You just walk, you go to the lake, you know?
Yeah, and people are so funny in stores, or you see them, they just get so freaked out, you know, there's this whole...
Yes.
Gotta help you if you sneeze in front of them, they hit the deck.
It's allergy time. Here's the thing, it's allergy time right now, and I have such bad allergies. I think you do too, Michael.
Yeah, I do.
Remember we talked about this? And Casey and I were at the store, was it yesterday? I don't remember. And I so wanted to cough because I had just been out walking Nellie. And so if I'm outside, all that pollen is ready to come out, you know? And I'm like, I really have to cough. And Casey's like, don't do it, Mom. Don't do it. And I'm like, no, I won't. But, you know, then the minute you get out of the store, it's like, you know, you got to let it go.
I know. And the same symptoms, I guess, with when you have like allergies and stuff. It's nuts. But that Zyrtec stuff really helps. I'm telling you.
You take Zyrtec?
Yeah.
I used to take that, and then I take the purple stuff now. Oh, look at Bubble Kitty saying hello now. So see, she hasn't done that for a long time.
No, she hasn't.
The gathering kitty. So Heidi, what are you thinking? Sorry, we're hogging the conversation.
No, it's all good. I mean, you know, it was one of those things. I went and had car lunch with my mom today, and you know, when you go pick up food and then you park your cars and whatever. And so I knew my mom was kind of having a hard time. So I, you know, met up with her and I told her I'm going to be working on the she shed now. Cindy's coming over this weekend and we're going to work on the she shed in my backyard, put that together. And my mom's like, what are you going to do with it? And I said, well, you know, it's another place that I can go in the house, like outside of the house. Mm-hmm. It feels like a different place. I said, so I've been actually, even when it's not, you know, ready to go, I've been sitting out there reading and, you know, cause it's kind of sheltered when it's not too nice out. And and she's like, oh, that's a good idea. I'm like, well, yeah, because, you know, you move around different rooms of the house and then eventually you're like, well, now what am I going to do? You know, and go outside, but it hasn't been, you know, terribly warm out. So like, I'm going to work on the she shed and then I can sit out there and read or have, you know, drinks out there, whatever, you know, anyway. So that's
tomorrow's supposed to be like 70.
I know.
I'm hoping. No.
I know.
I'm tired of being cold all the time. You know, it has to warm up pretty soon. But I mean, the average high right now is 60 above, and it sure isn't that, you know. So anyway, can I just say?
But wasn't that a winter, though? It really wasn't that. I thought it was going to be really bad.
It was all right. It was all right.
We had a really good winter. Last year, I just remember it was like 30 below for the whole winter. Remember, it was so cold. Oh, my God. So this is good. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good.
I'm not complaining.
For the whole corona thingamajig, but.
Well, I know, because we can't go anywhere, you know, and everybody's afraid, you know, and oh, my God, you know, I haven't seen the family for weeks and weeks and weeks, and except on Zoom, and, you know, it's just craziness, but, you know, we'll get through it.
It's fun to do Zoom calls. It's like playing Hollywood Squares.
Oh, I know. I know. So our family does it every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, the whole my sister and brothers and the nieces and nephews. And, you know, we all get on there and it's just hysterical. And we laugh so hard. It's like I can't even get words out, you know, because it's, you know, different things that come up. But anyway, yeah, and then the kids are like, oh, you people are crazy, you know. But, oh, my gosh. Well, Michael, what is going on with you? I hear you're writing a new book.
Well, a children's thing. I'm trying to do a children's thing because I have two granddaughters, and I talk to a lot of people with issues with kids, you know, and mm-hmm. they're seeing ghosts for the first time, and it kind of freaks them out, and then the parents get freaked out because it's, you know, some of these things kind of get a little more animated, and so people kept asking me about stories about kids, and so I just thought, screw it. I got to figure out a way to write a kid's book. I don't know, mm-hmm. you know, exactly mm-hmm. how to do it. Like, you know, see ghost, run, but something along the lines of how, you know, to deal with kids or deal with ghosts. But kids are just, they're so cool about it. They're not usually freaked out by it. They're just curious. The parents are the ones that are usually freaked out by it.
I was just going to say, they usually only get freaked out when the parents get freaked out, right? So right. You just be cool and calm. And what are you looking at over there is what I always say. What are you looking at? You know?
Right.
So, well, because I remember you talking about your granddaughter when you guys were walking down the street one time or something. And she said, oh, who's that over there? And you said, oh, that's a ghost, honey, or whatever, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, my son, my kids, they were so used to seeing ghosts that they didn't think anything of it. But my grandchild, my Noe, who's like four, she doesn't quite know that it's a ghost. And I don't want to even tell her that it's a ghost. I just want to tell her it's just a friend that stopped by. And mm-hmm. she's cool about it. You don't have to give her a whole explanation about things, you know?
Yeah.
Just, oh, that's just somebody that we know. And she'll be like, okay, because they usually don't have feet, you know, they seem to manifest as much as their body as they can, but they don't seem to do well on their feet, mm-hmm. it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they do, but it seems like maybe they don't, by the time they get to their feet, they don't care. They don't have the energy to do it, but you can always tell when you see a kid without feet.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you say to kids? So if a kid... I mean, what should parents say to kids when they're seeing spirits?
Ask them about them. Ask them about mm-hmm. their dialogue. I mean, they don't usually offer a lot of information about them. Mm-hmm. And if it's kind of a darker spirit, you can tell by the conversations that they're having. Or if the kid is nervous or uncomfortable, that's usually not a good spirit. Or mm-hmm. you know, what about the spirit that they're, whatever the content of the communications that they're having is usually something to do with the kid. Like, the kid could be just making the stuff up, but it might be something mm-hmm. that they're having an issue with. And sometimes they're not making it up and the little spirit's there just to say hi or because that kid's got the shining or something that they can chat, you know? And it doesn't always last very long. It doesn't last a lot of times it doesn't last their whole lifetime. It just lasts for a little while. Cause you know how you get older and you get cynical and you just kind of shut down. That happens pretty fast with people. And so it's not that permanent, but it's interesting how sometimes if a parent overreacts, then the kid will really get into it, you know, because they realize it's something that they can bug their parents with. Mm-hmm. And if the parent doesn't overreact, it's you can tell usually if it's real, more real or not by how the parents react.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the parent, they just want their parents' attention, you know, and, but if the parents don't overreact and they still are having conversations with this thing, sometimes that usually means that there's something there, you know? Mm-hmm. So you just have to find out what they have to say, not to overreact, not to, not to freak out or call an exorcist, you know? It doesn't have to be that dramatic. And, but then sometimes it gets, you know, it ramps up. My mom always handled it really well. She didn't think anything of it. And so I tried to do the same thing whenever there was anything at my house. And both my kids are really nonchalant about it today. They don't really care. I mean, if they see one, they don't really care. But then I've had a lot of calls from people that, have some religious beliefs. And so when they start seeing these, they see them as satanic and evil and blah, blah, blah. And then it gets really blown out of proportion and it kind of gets nutty. And the kid's just like, what, you know, what are you talking about? It's not that big of a deal. And so it's really more about the parents than the kids and how they are.
You know, and 99% of the spirits that we see, even as paranormal investigators, are not demonic, you know, like people think. I think I've only maybe had one case where it was super, super bad. You know, the rest of them have been just lost souls, you know, really, you know?
So I agree.
You just got to kind of just step back and figure out what they're doing there, you know?
Yeah.
But for kids, you know, and it's good to keep an open mind. I think the worst thing you can do is say, oh, you're crazy. There's nothing there. Even if you can't see them, you know, fortunately, you know, I came from both sides of my family, my mom and my dad. We all could see, you know, they all talked about ghosts in the attic and how they talked to everybody all the time, you know, so it was good. It was good. But there are a lot of people that don't, you know, it's like you're crazy.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, they've never experienced it or they never will. You know, a ghost could literally come up and kick them in the butt and they wouldn't know it.
Yep.
But, you know, I think it's nice that people are open to maybe believing their spouses or the people that they love that maybe they're having these experiences instead of thinking that they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a nice leap of faith, even if you don't see them. Because, I know people like that. They've never experienced it. They don't think anything of it, but they believe that their spouse or that their boyfriend, girlfriend are seeing them and, you know, they worry about them. And those are really, you know, those are nice people. You know, they don't come with all these judgments and they want to learn. They just don't have that thing.
That's right.
But it seems all about fear-based stuff, you know, the people that they don't want. They're so afraid of people thinking that their kids or friends or whatever are crazy or wife or husband. So they don't want anybody to know that. So it's all about image and fear and crap like that.
Yep. Well, I think that's great that you're writing a kid's book. That is awesome. I can't wait to get it out because I think all of your books are great. So your last one that you wrote.
Great book. I made 88 cents on my last residual.
I know, that's what you said. It's such a good book, A Psychic's Life. And
I haven't promoted it very much. I don't know why. You should.
Because remember when I was reading it, I kept messaging you because I was laughing out loud because it was so you, Michael. And I said, oh, my God, I laughed out loud when I read this, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a great read, people. So if you're looking for something to read while we're sitting here, you know, at home, it's called A Psychic's Life.
Thank you.
Really Like by Michael Bodine. You can, you know, do they have it on Kindle or is
God, you know, I think they should. I don't know. Definitely I don't know.
Not. But it definitely is on Amazon.
It's on Amazon and other stuff. Like, I think it's on Kindle. Yeah, I think it's on Kindle. Because I think so. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think, but I guess I don't know for sure. I should check. Yeah. Why don't we check?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, because it is a good one to read, and it's not like your normal psychic book, people. It's just, it's laced with Michael. I mean, it's humorous, and but you get a lot
it's
of good.
It's kind of mean in some ways, but
it's so you. Like I said, I laughed out loud, and I would message you and say, oh my God, I just read about this, and you know, it's just, you know.
Well, it's mostly in response to some of the stuff that's been happening in the psychic community with a lot of people going a little nutty with it and thinking that they're better than other people. And, you know, it's just a whole thinking behind that. because they got like contest who's the best psychic and so and so, and it's just so stupid, you know. It's yes. just like, come on, really?
I agree.
Because you know everybody's different, and I can. There's people that I talk to that I couldn't do a reading for, but there's somebody else that can, and it's because they're supposed to do it. You know, they're more built for that person, their sensitivity or whatever, and so you can't really compare psychics to other psychics because everybody's different and everybody yes. has a different way of doing things. And yes. So it was bugging me. And yeah. there's a couple of mediums that are freaking divas, and they and the way that they treat people is almost like, you know, they're the ones that are the divine ones, and mm-hmm. other people not. And that kind of stuff yeah. drives me crazy. So
yeah. Nobody's better than anybody else, I don't think, in my opinion.
No, we're all, I mean, if you're still here, you're still learning, you know, yeah. that's my thinking. And because yeah. they say that Earth is like dum-dum school, like mm-hmm. You're here to learn basic stuff about emotions and, you know, mm-hmm. so we're, and everybody has issues. I mean, even yeah. Martin Luther King, you know, like,
yes.
poor guy, everybody has, you know, Gandhi used to beat his wife, for God's sake. It's just, yeah. you know, we all have issues.
And, we do.
Yeah, he was a big fan of Hitler's. I mean, you know, we're all just here to learn. And so that's the thing that bothers me, is that people were sort of judgy or putting people in different categories. And so there's some psychics that are just starting out that are way better than I could ever be, because they care and they're into it. And mm-hmm. there's, you know, it all depends on what kind of stuff you get, what yeah. feels right to you. Yeah. So anyway, it bugs me. So that's what one of the chapters. Yes, yeah. My third eye is bigger than your third eye. That's what that's all about.
Oh, it's the whole third eye again. Oh my God.
Yeah. Because yeah. really,
you know,
who cares?
What I think,
you know,
about that third eye thing, you know.
yeah. Well, but, and I believe that you should share, you know, people, because mm-hmm. there is some stuff that I can't get on people, and that other people can, and it's and they're way better at it than I am, and I think you should be. It's nice, in fact, to have people you can refer other people to, just so that you don't have to think about it. It's great for me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, because just, you know, like Sherry in the chat room is saying, one psychic might pick up on a different aspect than yeah. what you can. Or like you've said many times, sometimes you can sit with someone and nothing's coming through because right. you're just not the right one for them, you right. know?
Yeah, like, and sometimes I've heard, you know, other people will tell me about, well, they got a reading from so-and-so and they said this and they said that. And, you know, I'll ask them, so why the hell did you come to me? You know, because they sounded really good. And yeah. I know that they're trying to get me to just be really good. So,
yeah.
you know, be as good as that other psychic. And it's like, yeah. shut up, you know, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. It's not always psychics that do it. A lot of the clients will try and pit you against other psychics or say that, had people say the strangest stuff to me about just stuff about reading. It wasn't too long ago. I did a reading for somebody, and they said, at the end, they said, so did you ever hear of so-and-so, these psychics? And I said, no, I don't think I ever have. And she said, well, now those guys were really psychic. Oh my God, they were really good. And I said, as oh. opposed to this one, she goes, oh no. Well, I mean, you know, you're just different. It's just different. And I said, okay, so, well, what the hell? Why'd you come to me? And she says, well, I heard about you for a long time, and I just wanted to see what it was like. And I said, well, it sounds like you were disappointed. And yeah. she goes, no, I just wasn't expecting all this emotion. You know, she was expecting,
a calm.
Well, she was crying a lot during the reading. And I think she was expecting more logical, logistical information. Like, it was mostly about her two sons who were, kind of jerks, I guess is a mm-hmm. better way to put it. And I mentioned that to her, but she really idolizes them. And then it was deeper than what she was expecting. And mm-hmm. That's not necessarily better. It's just that mm-hmm. my style is a little bit more, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But these other ones were great at picking up about what they do. But so anyway, she was just kind of taken aback. And then she kept apologizing, saying, no, that's not what I meant at all. It wasn't what I meant at all. And it's like, But I know what she was saying is that mm-hmm. she wasn't, but these other psychics were great for what she needed to hear at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever hear from her again.
But you were truthful. You were telling her.
Yeah. 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 I told her what I got on myself.
People don't need to hear the truth, you know?
So and that's... she had a hard time with it at first. And, but I don't know, you know, who knows? But I'm glad that those other people said that stuff because.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but it was so funny. Now those people are psychic, you know. It was like, well, thank God. Yeah. Yeah, but so that happens a lot. You know, people will pitch you against other people. Or they get, you know, because there's so many, especially in like Los Angeles, there's all these actors have 1,000 different psychics, you know, and they don't care, you know, you're not special by any means. You're the flavor of the month.
And well, you have a lot of celebrity clients, Michael.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it's just because of what I do, you know, the future jazz. It's not because I'm great. And I was wondering about that. I don't, you know, some of them are great. Some of them are nice, but I don't, it's not that great, you know, it's just, I don't know. Sometimes it's actually a little disheartening. But whatever. Yeah, I do. I just because of what I do, that's I talk to a lot of them. Yeah. I mean, because I'm a future guy, you know, not because.
Yeah. Future guy. Yeah.
And there's some of them really like. God, I was reading this. I was doing a reading for this lady who asked me if I ever heard of this other psychic because she was reading this book and this woman had gotten. Who wrote this book, who I know this psychic, and I'm not a fan of this psychic. She's kind of fluffy, she's just kind of stupid as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, stupid isn't good. It's just in my opinion. I mean, a lot of people like her, and she's kind of like this floats through the clouds kind of angel lady person, and it just seems stupid to me. But she wrote this book, and one of the celebrities did her forward and this is a person that I talked to for like a year. Mm-hmm. And it drove me crazy that this lady wrote this forward me and this lady would talk about heavy stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And then she writes a forward for this fluff artist. I just couldn't believe it. So I still have issues myself. You know, I was aware of I was really bugged by that.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't. It's like, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
But, you know, I still get little stuff like that drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that I get affected by it. Not that it happens because I'm still learning a lot myself is my point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I still get bugged by little stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
But it drives me nuts.
Totally get it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we do have some questions in the chat room.
But ask me away.
Well, you know what? It's 1:30, so I think we need to go to commercial break first, right, Heidi?
Yep, we've got a commercial break coming up, but we do have the questions. And I did look up on Amazon, and Michael, your book is on Kindle as well as Woo-hoo! Paperback. So there you go, folks.
Yay!
Go snap it up.
Go snap it up and have something good to read while we're sitting at home. Yeah.
I get a buck a book, so just think of it.
All right. Well, we will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Are you haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction.
We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Tommy. What's shaking?
Oh, just getting ready for this week's show. It's going to be another far-out adventure on He Said, She Said, the Cryptid Show. What happens when you get two cryptid researchers together, one from Minnesota and one from Cryptovania?
I know. It's so much fun. And it's every week, and we get to have fun and talk to different people. And
we don't always agree on everything.
We might even disagree about a thing or two. Oh my.
Woman never knows. It's been known to happen before.
And that is the beauty of He Said, She Said, the Cryptid Show, on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Para X Radio Network.
That was money in the bank.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and well, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead. We know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Parax.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show here on the Para X Network. And we have Michael Bodine on our show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael. We are so
Thank
glad
you.
To have you here. And we have to get to these questions in the chat room before things get away from us. So
yeah.
The first question that we have is, I'm going to scroll back here in the chat room. Now, this is about what's going on right now with the pandemic. So BJW is asking, Michael, how do you feel psychically about the coronavirus being manufactured in a lab, and if so, is there evil behind it?
You know, logically it makes sense to me that it does. Yeah, it was manufactured. I'm kind of a cynic when it comes to stuff. So, I think. And is there? Yeah, I think it. But okay, but see, that's just my logic stuff. Psychically, it's more about. Okay, so psychically, it's always been about how a person handles the situation and how they can learn from those certain situations. So there might be evil behind it, but if a person chooses to take it evilly, that's their choice. And I think that's. So I don't necessarily think it was. I don't think it was. How do I explain it?
Spit it out. Think,
I think that what might start off as an evil act, which I don't think it was by the Easter Bunny. I think it was by an evil act, actually is designed to bring out the best in people. So it kind of backfires, generally speaking, mm-hmm. Unless you're already immersed in evil and fear and insecurity and all that crap, then you're gonna get even worse. And you can see some of those idiots who mm-hmm. on the news now. A lot of people are kind of going through a big evolvement with all this stuff, and it's really changing a lot of people in a good way. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think it wasn't start. I think it was spread. It wasn't a positive thing that started it. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think it's
turned
backfiring.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. And then we also have a question from Sherry, and she said that she thought you had lost your abilities for a short time, a long time ago, and then regained your abilities. Is there anything that you'd like to comment on that, or can you tell us about
that? Oh, I have. That's totally true. Okay. When I was a kid, in my early 20s, I was in all these little magazines, magazines, and the Reader and City Pages and, the cover of this and that, just because I was kind of an odd psychic. I was a kid. I was cocky. I was doing all these different people, and I didn't give a crap about anything because I thought I was just God's gift to everything. And the stuff that I was getting was really accurate, and I was just, man, I was just riding high. And I was doing a radio show for WCCO, and this guy says, hey, so Michael Bodine is like, blah, blah, blah. And can you give me a reading on air? And I said, yeah, of course I can. So I start giving this guy a read. And I start off by saying, well, you're having a hard time at work. They're just, they're not sure if they're liking you, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, okay, wait, not to interrupt you, but I was actually just voted, you know, employee of the year. They really, okay, well, how about my kids? What are you getting on my kids? And I said, okay. I was kind of thrown back for that because that didn't make any sense because everything that they were saying was just the same voices that were always talking to me were saying that. Mm-hmm. So then I go in and they start telling me about his kids, how they're struggling with them right now, his boys. Mm-hmm. Turns out doesn't have any boys. He has girls and they really like him, like a lot. They have really hard time separating when he goes away because they really like him so much. Everything I said to this guy was like completely the opposite wrong. No. I mean, it was like, it was baffling. I was struggling. I was like swimming in quicksand. I'm like, I'm shooting for anything. It's like, well, do you like ice cream? You know, anything. And finally, the guy just, you know, hands me a $20 bill and goes, here, you're going to need this, which was true because I sucked so bad on this radio show that I was going off to all these people. I mean, I can't even tell you how bad I was. It was like, and I was dumbfounded because this was the same voice. And then my teacher calls me because she heard me along with everybody else. Mm-hmm. And this lady named Bertie, who just happened to be listening, and she says, honey, you were just getting too full of yourself. They had to take it away from you for a while. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, well, screw you guys. I don't want it anyway, you know? Mm-hmm. But you know what's weird? It was like going from stereo to mono. It was like suddenly I couldn't hear half the stuff. And things were... It was weird. I had been so used to it, even though I didn't like it, I was used to it. And I went to work at Best Buy. I didn't know what to do. And so I'm selling refrigerators and I couldn't pick up a dime. I couldn't pick up on anything. I mean, mm-hmm. I tried, you know, every once in a while I'd go, couldn't get anything. Finally, about a year later, and I'd just given up at that point, you know, I just thought, okay, I'm going to be I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Cause mm-hmm. I really didn't know what I was going to do. And, this lady came in and she was looking for a refrigerator and all of a sudden, boom, all of a sudden this information came flying out about her husband and the job that she was doing. And it was like so much stuff. It was like piling. And I started talking to her and saying, well, you know, I was trying to incorporate it in what we were talking about, but it's hard to do, you know, when you're trying to sell mm-hmm. a washing machine, how to get yeah, deep.
Right.
And so finally I just asked her some things and said, you know, is your husband, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she looked at me like, how do I know? Do I know her? And so we ended up talking and it came back. Thank Jesus. And I was able to quit, you know, the next day, yeah. But it was all because of the basic message is it's not about you. It's not about the psychic. Mm-hmm. It's about the message, not about who delivers it. And some people deliver it in different ways, but it's not about the psychic. And we're mm-hmm. basically just water people, water boys, and we can mm-hmm. give it any way we want. But it was a really tough lesson for me to learn. And ever since then, I get really nervous if people congratulate me. It's like now I'm more worried about being wrong than I am about being right. Yeah. It's like that drives me crazy. Like, yeah. And I know I'm wrong about stuff. And usually it's with people that I really care about too, you mm-hmm. know, because mm-hmm. I can't be objective or whatever.
Right.
But right. That's, I will never forget that. So if people come up to me and start saying wonderful things about how I did this and did that, it freaks me out. It's like, I just want to run away from them. It's like, yeah, that's great. That's great. Cause I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. Cause it was, mm-hmm. they were totally in control. Oh my God, did I suck? I suck so bad. And I really like this guy too.
So tell me this. So Dave is on the chat in the chat room is saying they. So he's wondering, so when you get this information, how do you get it? You talk about the voices. Who are the voices? Are they like your spirit guides? How do you get this information?
Yeah.
Do you just get a bunch of pictures, you know, and it shows you like me doing something crazy fun or whatever, and then that's how you know? I mean,
yeah, okay. So when there's times when I'm supposed to do a reading for somebody and there's times when I kind of have to manufacture it. The, mm-hmm. the voices that I get that when I'm supposed to do a reading for somebody, they start off kind of quiet, like little, like people are kind of showing up. Mm-hmm. And then they start saying stuff. It's like they're having a conference themselves. And so, mm-hmm. and I'll kind of pick up on that conference. Okay. Like I'll overhear it. I'll overhear what they're having to say. And I'll try to get the main parts. And then I'll go back. Like if the person, Okay, so I did a reading yesterday for somebody that's going to get a different job after this, but they don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. And because they're going to get laid off, and they didn't know that. They were worried about their job. And mm-hmm. so they were the people that came, they start talking, and they start talking about this other job. They don't talk about the job that they're in so much now because that's yesterday's news. And they're trying to get this person that I was talking to ready for this new job because it's kind of different. It's not like a lateral move. It's like a different kind of move. And mm-hmm. and how they're going to prepare them and how they're going to make them see that they deserve that job, because a lot of times people don't think they deserve it. So mm-hmm. they'll start talking about that. And then I'll get as much information I can about that. Then there's other spirits that will give me information about where that person was and where they were, what they were learning. And it's almost like those are a little more factual. Those are more like, okay, the purpose of being at that job was to blah, 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 blah. And mm-hmm. they have some relationship issues that they need to clean up and blah, blah, blah. This is why, because of this and blah, blah, blah. So I have to tell them that because that has to, I have to, validate the reading, I guess. Mm-hmm. So people understand that what I'm talking about. And then there seems to be the future is which where I really like to go, because just because it's really interesting to me mm-hmm. is a little more gray, because, so many things go into it, like people's decisions. Like mm-hmm. there's one little area you could go if you make one decision. Like if you decide to stay in a relationship, and even though it's really bad, the person's beating you up emotionally and physically and just, you know, terrible, but you decide to stay, that'll mm-hmm. dictate whether this other relationship that's coming you'll take sure. or not. And all these little thing nuances. And I think mm-hmm. that's interesting, because there's more chance of me being wrong, because I'll misjudge what I think the person will do. Like, there's an actor I do. Crazy guy. Very successful film person, but nuttier than a fruitcake. I mean, just mm-hmm. nuttier. I mean, self-destructive as hell. Mm-hmm. And they seem to do everything they can possibly do to destroy their career, but they keep going. And if they continue, they will eventually destroy their career. But they're getting... They have such a strong belief that they, no matter what they do, they can't destroy it, that they actually are believing that no matter that it's okay to keep going like that.
Yeah.
And so to try and convince that person that, you know, a couple more steps like that, they're going to lose it all. It's difficult for them to believe that. But you can see it, and, mm-hmm. And that they're going to lose their girlfriend and their agent and all these different things because of their behavior. But so far mm-hmm. nothing's happened, but you can see that. You can see right there that this any second. Mm-hmm. And so when I talk to that person, they don't necessarily want to talk to me because I'm sort of doom and gloomy kind of, I guess, in their minds. And they think that I'm not blowing smoke up their butt, which I don't usually do it anyway. I mean, I don't think I do that as a rule, but, so they like in my conversations with this person, a couple times they hung up on me.
Oh.
But then they'll call me right back.
Yeah. And, I don't want to talk to you anymore, slam. Yeah, no, wait a minute. I just got to know.
Yeah. Are you sure? Okay, what about this? And then I'll say blah, blah, blah. And then they'll hang up on me again. And then they'll call back. And, but I could be, wrong about the timing. Because the timing is so screwy for me. That's the thing I have the hardest time with. Because they'll show me just a little bit, like, you know, my finger's like a half an inch across. And I'll think, oops, sorry. And I'll think that it's going to happen within a couple weeks, but it might be a month. And that's, so sometimes I have to not include, be as precise about the timing, but I want to, because I want, I kind of want to impress people. And so, but sometimes I get in trouble with that.
Yeah.
Because then I start, there's another person that I do that, the stuff that we talked about has happened, but not all of it. And mm-hmm. I know it's going to happen, and I feel really bad because, I want it to happen, but mm-hmm. it hasn't happened yet. And actually that's happened in a couple cases. I thought this lady was going to get pregnant like 2 years ago. She still hasn't gotten pregnant. And this woman could get pregnant if she sat on the wrong bench. Oh. And I can't get why she, I mean, I can get why she hasn't, but I've been totally wrong about that. Yeah. And it's been driving me nuts. So there's little things that, like, I don't understand always the process myself. I just know that I'm supposed to say certain things and then just shut up and go away. And then not take it personally or anything, because it's still up to them. But, and there's times too when I've done readings for people for like a year and I'm not supposed to keep talking to them anymore. So I'll get wrong information about them. So they won't want to talk to me, because you're not supposed to have people dependent on you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll get just, and I know it's wrong because, you know, I can just tell.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But that usually means that I'm done talking to them, because I can't, you're not supposed to let anybody dependent on you.
No, but a lot of people are dependent on psychics though, right? That's the other thing you talked about in your book. But you're not supposed to be, but yeah, like, you know, Michael, should I go eat at McDonald's today or shouldn't I? You know, I mean, some people.
Well, I get a lot of that. Yeah.
Or should I do this? Or should I go to the park today? Or what do you think? You know?
Right. And so then that's when you give them wrong information, like yes, and go order a double burrito, you know?
Then
they get sick. And they go, hey.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So, yeah, I don't know. So there's a lot. So what's going on in the chat room? There's so much going on in the chat room.
We have another question. So I want to grab that quick before we lose it here. So this is a question, and it looks like another psychic question for you, Michael. BJW is asking, Michael, will the U.S. dollar demise as the world's reserve currency, hyperinflation in parentheses? And if so, will gold serve as a role in backing up the world's new reserve currency?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will. Stuff like that is, you know, the business stuff. That's one of the things I love is business stuff, because it's so black and white. It has nothing to do with emotions. Like gold isn't sleeping with silver, and bronze isn't wanting to have an affair with titanium or anything like that. It's all just really black and white. And the business stuff that I get takes 2 minutes, generally speaking. Should they hire so-and-so? Should they fire so-and-so? Is the gold strong? Is the dollar going to be weaker? Is the yen going to be whatever? It's just, it's really, you can tell it's not going to stay that way forever, but it is, there are these fluctuations coming up, sort of waves, you know? Mm-hmm. And some people, like, I can't make any money off of stocks. God, I could have too. A long time ago, some guy came to me with his stock and he said, this company's going to go great. Just give me $1,000 and I can make you a millionaire. And I was like, I couldn't. I knew this thing was going to be great. I didn't have any money. And it was Apple. It was Apple.
Oh, it was Apple. Man.
And there's been a couple of those things.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't intuitive, right? That was someone that told you?
No, some guy came in and he says, there's this thing called Apple. And I, what do you think? Should I invest? And I was like, yes, put everything you can into this thing. Please, I got it. I wish, and if I had $1,000, I'd do it. And he's filthy rich now. He gave me, I think he gave me like a deal in a car or something. I don't know. He did something for me. But it's not like you can just do it, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just, because there's been times when I've done readings for people that I've offered, and they're like, okay. So a person I did readings for, it's happened a few times, but I thought they were going to win an award. And this is like a year before they were even up for consideration or anything like that. And they didn't believe me. They said, what? No, that's not going to happen. And I said, yeah. You're going to win this award. And they said, well, I really don't believe it. And I said, I'll bet you $1,000. Cause I knew it. And, but you're not supposed to do that. That's kind of like taking candy off of it. And that's happened a couple times. I did bet Roseanne, Rosie O'Donnell, that she was going to have her own show. And I bet her $10,000. And she didn't believe me at the time. She was like, shut up. She didn't, I don't think she liked me very much. and then I tried to, and I was out in Los Angeles when she was doing her own show, and I tried to get on, and she wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, but, come on.
Yeah, because I said, hey, $10,000, boom, right here.
Oh, so she didn't want to pay you the $10,000.
No, she didn't. I don't think she, but she was just, one of those people that just didn't, and it wasn't because I was a great psychic. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see that coming because of all the stuff that was happening with her and the stuff that was going to happen with her and why she needed to do it and all that. But this was at a time when she was, you know, not there at all. She was just kind of doing little stuff.
fascinating stuff. Now, you still do things with ghosts. Now, our
previous
conversations, man, we had all kinds of talks about spirits and crazy
ghosts.
And vampires. And vampires.
Vampires. Yeah. You got to look at good vampires.
I love the story about the vampires. But,
yeah.
But yeah, so what, have you had any good?
Yes, okay, so I decided I'm not going to do them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to train people to do them for me. I went on this ghost busting not too long ago that was a lot worse than I thought it was going to be. It was supposed to be just a simple little job, but this ghost was just heavy and dark, and there was a couple of few of them. And I was just going to go there because they had somebody there, and it was, they were just trying to, I don't know what they did, but they did it wrong. And they made it worse. Mm-hmm. And so like this ghost was writing their name, you know, in the wall, on the windows, on the mirrors when it would get, you know, after a shower, mm-hmm. you know, they'd write their name. They'd, the person would be shaving, all of a sudden they'd see this name being written,
oh,
you know, yeah. scratches on the wall, mm-hmm. noises, you know, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And so they called me, and they hadn't really had any experience with any before this. A friend of theirs thought that they knew what they were doing, and so they came over and they screwed up. And so they didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I went over there, and I thought it was just going to be really simple. The only reason I did it was because it was close.
Yeah.
Like if it was in like way, way away, I wouldn't have done it, but
yeah.
it was close. So I went there, and it was just like, God. You know, I just don't like any part of a ghost busting. I don't like listening to the story. I don't like dealing with ghosts. I don't like the smell. I don't like sage. I don't like anything. And and so when, you know, this thing was making noise and trying to rooster itself and make it look tough and posturing itself like it's going to come and get me. And it was slamming doors and turning on lights and doing all this kind of stuff. It was like, seriously? Really? It was like, I had been doing this stuff for like 40 years, and I thought back to the first few times I was doing this, and if I thought that this was like my nightmare, 40 years later, still sitting in someone's living room, and the walls are shaking, and the people are screaming, and it's like, really, I'm still doing this? So I'm teaching people how to do it so they can do it, and they're excited, you know. I'm not a good Ghostbuster anymore because I'm not very friendly. I don't care. I don't care. And but these people do, and they really listen to the story, and they're interested in it. And and so that's my latest little project, is to just teach people so I don't ever have to do it again.
Yeah. And so that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Cool. Well, that's good though,
so
because
far,
that
so good. Yeah.
People still get the help they need, and you can move on to things that you
and
like
they,
to do.
And the people that are helping them are enthusiastic, and they want to learn, and they're excited about it, and they care, and they don't have to look at my cynical butt, you know, walk around. Because when people tell you stuff, it's like for the first time for them, you know, and they want to, they're nervous about it. Like, I saw this thing, and it looked like the shadow, and I'm supposed to look, like, freaked out. And, you know, I'm rolling my eyes going, really? You know, I literally pinch myself sometimes when people are telling me stories, so I'll feel something more painful than when I'm listening to.
Yeah.
I know that sounds stupid, but I literally pinch myself.
Yeah.
Well,
it feels better.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody wants, you know, as they move forward in their career, whatever they're doing, that they want to be challenged. You know, there's things that they want to move on to that they want to be challenged, and there's nothing wrong with that. So,
But I don't know what I'm supposed to do next, though. That's my only issue, is that I got to get out of the trenches. So I'll figure it out. And I don't know that I can, though. I don't know. I'll probably end up giving readings at some restaurant when I'm 80.
Oh. Well, what about, though? Okay, so spirits. So what about doing it for fun? Like, what about finding an old abandoned building somewhere and just going in? And do you ever do that? And just to see what's there?
Boy, you and I have different opinions of fun. That is more...
Well, okay. Interesting. Okay, interesting. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Just to see what's in there?
Yeah. See, like, this is the thing. That's why you'd be so much better at it than I am. Because I can't even think of a worse thought.
Just
not because,
the answer, no. That's it.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, no.
I just, nothing about that is appealing to me at all. Not even, I mean, it would be fun to have, God, there was an old show a long time ago where they would put celebrities in haunted places and have them do tasks. And it was so interesting. I liked that. Was fun to see what, you know, to see what the ghosts would do. But I, that would be interesting. I mean, that would be fun to do that.
Well, see, what I think is like a historical place and to see what they can tell you, you know, from their time there, for example, I think that would be crazy interesting, you know, like go to some castles or something, you know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of historical stuff right here in America, you know.
That's so true.
You know, just to see what they have to say, you know.
Yeah, it would be fun to see how other people would react, though. I'd do that.
Yeah. So Jerry from The Calling is saying, hey, Michael, I'd like to take you to Walcott this Saturday. Are you in? So it's the old Faribault
mental institution thing.
Yeah. So they had a farming area that they used to teach kids who had the ability to learn. Yeah. And they were terrible to them down there. Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. There's a lot of bad stuff there. A lot of bad stuff there.
Yeah. I went there as a kid. Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. So, you know, and,
I do.
Yeah, it's craziness there, but yeah.
I mean, it's a good place to learn as far as like vibes and stuff, and to get an idea of some of the energies, you know, what happens with some of the negative energies and how it affects the land and all that kind of stuff. It's good. It's good to, yeah.
Yeah.
Bearable. Yeah. I've been there. My mother, took me there. It's like her idea of a fun road trip.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like all those road trips you went on as a kid when you saw vampires.
Yes. Vampires. I wish I would see more of them. There was.
I know.
That family of four, I've just, you know, I got to tell you, that's, I think when I see, I saw some, I gave a reading to somebody that I think was, okay, lack of a better word, a host for them, for a family of one, because they were, they were like food. They gave their energy to these people, and and they were trying to break away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had been sort of, I don't want to say seduced, but sort of, seduced into just that lifestyle. And so it was difficult for them to leave.
Yeah.
And they couldn't break away. They were kind of taking care of a family. And the way that they were talking to me was, you know, they didn't come out and say, yeah, this family of vampires. She just said that her and her husband take care of this family and they can't break away. And so, they showed me the image of the vampires that I met. And, I suggested some stuff, but it didn't seem like it was going to be possible. Like they were really kind of screwed. Yeah. And then, they vanished. They just,
vanished.
Yeah. All their numbers were disconnected up. Everything was, I called it like a month later to check up on them because I was a little concerned. And they were gone. Yesterday's news.
Well, you know what? It's time. It's been an hour. It's time for our show. Yeah, we got to wrap it up. See, the music's starting. Sarge is like, okay, you guys got to hang up now. So, anyway, Michael, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for letting me talk to you guys.
Anytime you want to come back, you know, you just let me know.
Okay.
And, time flew by. Oh, gosh. So, anyway, thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody, for, you know, joining us tonight. Don't forget to listen into The Calling tomorrow night. Not sure what they're going to talk about, but our sibling show. And Sarge, thank you.
Sarge. Sibling show, tell me about that.
Well, The Calling is what The Gathering grew out of, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how we got our start.
So it's our sibling show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we do have to wrap it up though. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Everybody in the chat room, lots of activity in the chat room.
Lots of
Sarge, our most amazing producer, and Para X for hosting us. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week here on The Gathering.
Night, everyone.
Have a good week.
Bye.